The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Metallica live in Seattle from their Damage Justice tour, which was the fourth tour by the American heavy metal band Metallica, and that was 1988. But originally that track, For Whom the Bell Tolls, was on their 1984 album Ride the Lightning, and the song apparently was inspired by Ernest Hemingway's 1940 novel of the same name about a person's process for death in the modern warfare and the bloody Spanish Civil War. There you have it. You're listening to 46 and 2. My name is Maria, and across the desk is Maddie.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for joining us this evening. I've just run back into the studio. Things have been a little bit chaotic. We just did an interview with Hamish G from The Feelers, and I'm hopefully going to play that for you soon. It was a bit of a shame. We had to kind of cut him off because we were due to be on air, and it's like, Hamish, I'm sorry. I'm loving talking to you, but we've got to be on air. It was
really nice guy. I thought I could talk, but Hamish, man, you take the cake. We were thinking, 10-minute interview, 20 minutes later, 25 minutes later, it's like, got to go. Anyway.
He's a good guy.
Really
and,
nice.
It was an enjoyable interview, and he certainly, he makes a good spokesperson for a band, you'd have to say, and he's a damn good drummer. I've seen him play one-handed in another band in Christchurch. I say one-handed because a drumstick, I think, flew out of his hand and he carried on playing, and you wouldn't have noticed that he'd lost a drumstick. It was just like, wow. So go Hamish. Coming up on the show, an interview with Hamish G from The Feelers talking about their tour. They're playing in Nelson here, in Nelson, on the 21st?
21st. Now, originally it was meant to be at Founders Heritage Park, which I think is still up on all the posters and all the advertising, but they have moved to Appleby Huts on Rabbit Island.
Yeah, which will be quite a cool place to see them. I think, unfortunately, the sound works against people at Founders now. There's some neighbours who don't like loud music, which is a bit of a shame. But anyway, they've found a new venue, so that's all good. So that will be coming up. As mentioned, you are listening to 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. We started the show off with a bit of Caius, Green Machine, off the Blues for the Red Sun album, which I had to play because I bought that album while on the Christmas break, I think, in Dunedin. Came back with a bit of vinyl, and then even bought some more when I got back home, which was a bit naughty, but when you get offered a propaganda album for cheap, you got to take it. Anyway, we're going to carry on with a song from another album I bought. This is The Smashing Pumpkins, and we're going to play you a track from them called Rocket. It is off Siamese Dream. Beautiful album. If you haven't heard it, you should check it out.
Thank you.
I've just noticed I haven't got cleavage, but I've got a lot of chest showing here. I've just realised there's a button missing on my shirt. Shocking. Look at this.
Oh, Maddie, flirt.
Hey, I need a medallion.
I can work that out. I found a gibbet outside. You could hang that off of there. It's a sparkly butterfly one.
It is a sparkly butterfly gibbet. If you've lost a sparkly butterfly gibbet outside Fresh FM, I was going to say you need to describe it and we'll give it to you, but we've just said what it looks like. Ah, but we haven't quite. You need to go into details.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Smashing Pumpkins, Rocket from Siamese Dream. Fantastic album. Now, as mentioned before, we've got a chat coming up with Hamish G from The Feelers. The Feelers are touring at the moment, cruising around New Zealand tonight. Where are they? Alexandra
tonight, and then Invercargill tomorrow night, I feel. They started off in Napier New Year's Eve, and they finish up in Hamilton February 2nd. I'm playing everywhere in between, so in a few places they haven't.
If you haven't, speaking of haven't, seen The Feelers live, they put on a good show. I remember when they came out, and I thought, these guys aren't bad. And then I saw them live and went, yeah, they've kind of got that, I was going to say larger than life, but that's one of their songs, but this large sound, and they do sound better than the album. They're really good live. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. I have been playing a bit of music from some of the albums that I bought over the holidays, and yeah, I think we should carry on with a bit of that. So I'm not going to play Elton John. We did buy, what was it? Don't Shoot Me, I'm...
Just the Messenger, I think. Three buckies from the op shop.
Yeah, but I'm not quite going to play that one at the moment. But
I don't know if Elton John's... Oh, I suppose he is classed as rock. I don't know.
Yeah. Going to play Propagandi. I did just buy this album. Are you...
You did, Maddie. And it's really funny because I don't know how much Propagandi you play at home, and I probably don't listen to it, but you did play it last night. And I was like, they kind of sound a bit punky. Do they sound a bit punky? I don't know. But do you know what? Wiki tells me Propagandi is a Canadian punk rock band which formed in 1986. So there you go.
There you go.
Eh?
I think they're one of the Fat Wreck Records or whatever they're called. They used to be on that label anyway. They came with that sort of wave of punky stuff. But I think these guys are a little bit better than a lot of the other ones. But anyway, that's just my thoughts. So anyway, title track from the Victory Lap album. It's a good one. Check it out. It is Propagandi coming to you on 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thanks to...
Oh, yeah, thanks, Biggs. I don't think we've thanked you yet, but thanks, Biggs Music Works. We talked about you a lot on our trip away.
We did, and I'm going to thank you, Biggs Music Works, again. Maria, one more time.
Thanks, Biggs.
Thanks, Biggs. We'll be right back. You're listening to 46 and 2 on Fresh FM, and we're now talking to Hamish G. Now, Hamish is a bit of a fantastic fellow. He's from a band you've probably heard of. They're called The Feelers, and they're doing something a little bit special, you'd have to say. They've put an album out, and we're going to find out a little bit more about that now. Hi, Hamish.
Special needs. Well, how's it going, guys?
Could be.
Hey, well, I'm the person for you then. I work with kids like that.
So thanks for joining us for a start.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, 25, it must be coming up 26 years now, but 25 years I think this album was celebrating. Did you, 25 or so years ago when you released your first album, think this is where you'd be and this is what you'd be doing?
No, we're hoping to conquer America and Europe and be sipping bloody, you know, Mai Tais with on Rihanna's yacht in Barbados right now. But no, we've been very fortunate. We had no designs on what it was a hobby, but more than a hobby. James and I, especially James, my vocalist, and I always treated it as this will be our career. We loved it so much. My parents took me to see Dire Straits or something when I was 10 years old, and I said, "Oh, Mum, Dad, I've got to have a drum kit and a guitar, please. I need this to be my job." So James and I found each other, and it was going to be our career. But we didn't have any expectations at all. We just loved doing it, and everything that's happened has been amazing. There's a lot of luck involved as well. I know a lot of good, really great musicians who have not had the success we've had, who perhaps should have. So, yeah, there's luck involved. So we feel very fortunate.
You just touched base on, hitting the States, you know, maybe going a bit further abroad of the States. Your first album, your debut album called Super System, one of your tracks on that called Pressure Man did feature in the American film Drop, Drop, Dead, Gorgeous, featuring Kirsten Dunst. And there was an instrumental of the song called Pressure Man that she did tap dancing to. So that's pretty good for you guys, you know.
It's like I've jammed with Kirsten Dunst, really. It's like we've got this connection, you know. It's almost sexual in nature, you know.
How did that happen? How did that come about?
Oh, I'm not sure how these. Yeah, I was aware it happened. We've had a few of those sorts of things. But I guess someone who worked for. We've got a. We had at that stage a publishing deal, Mushroom Music, here. And I think that's what they sort of search for. They get in touch with people who are making movies and try and get they call it a sync deal. I don't know why. And that happened. We just get informed about it and then wait for the check to come in and see the check and go, well, that's a bit shit. We've been to the States, and to be perfectly honest, things went well. We did a few showcases. We played at the Pipe Room and Whiskey and all the obvious things that you're doing. And look, it might sound lazy, but this is the truth. James and Matt and I were in a record company with our manager at the time, and this guy, Atlantic Records, is saying, "Look, there are 10,000 guys on this block alone. You know, like doing what you guys are doing. They're freaking great. I freaking love your music. You know, but you guys have got to be on the ground. You got to be here. You got to live here." And we looked at each other and went, "No." Yeah. Quite happy, and it's not just maybe it's because we like being big fish in a small pond. Actually, now I think but just like we've got friends and family here, and like living in the most beautiful country in the world, and we're quite happy to just didn't want to go that far, didn't want to make that massive change. So we tour New Zealand almost every year, you know, this time of the year, sometimes a winter tour, and quite happy doing that. We've got our families here, we've got jobs as well. James produces music and obviously writes music for us and for our other people. You know, I teach drums and guitar and bass at a studio in Auckland, and a bit of piano. Andy's got a wee lifestyle block up north, and he produces music for TV shows and movies and things like that. So our lives is very much here now as well. So about every maybe sort of 5 years or so, we'll go to the UK and play to, let's be honest, Kiwis. You know, we'll go to London and play in Shepherd's Bush, where all the Kiwis live. You know, we're under no illusion that we've broken new territory and there are Poms coming. I'm not bringing the Pommy flatmates, but yeah. So we do that every now and then, but just very, very happy to do this. It's our favourite time of year. It's a bummer being away from families and shit like that, but we get to travel around the most beautiful country in the world and have a do what we love, have a party. Yeah. It's our party and everyone we invited to come.
That's really cool. And you're hitting a few places around Aotearoa that you normally sort of may not touch base with. You're going to a few.
Yeah.
So you had New Year's in Upper Hutt. And
yeah, well, today, for example, we're in Alexandra, which for those who don't know, it's sort of not too far from Cromwell, really, which is not too far from Wanaka, kind of. So central Otago, a lot of my family here, so I'm having all of the time today catching up with them. My wee nephew came along to sound check, and that was cute, and stuff like that. So it's really just travelling around New Zealand. I've got family in pretty much every little town, so it's really great getting well fed and well looked after. I've got some of Nana Rose's beetroot preserve today to put in my bag. I'll make sure the lid's on tight, that sort of thing. It's really nice. Yeah, and last night we were in Arrowtown, which is very close to Queenstown, but a very small wee town, a wee mining town. I'm sure lots of your listeners are aware of where that is. But yes, it's places that we wouldn't normally play, which is really neat because I think it's cool for the residents. Not a lot happens regarding live music in these places, so it's been quite cool to do that instead of just playing the main centres and things like that.
Absolutely, and for the first time you have VIP tickets, which is pretty very exciting for the fans.
It is, so James and I go along earlier and have a chat and a selfie and sign some merchandise and things like that, and then we do a wee performance. Don't know what it's going to be, we'll just jump up and play something. I think last night James played one of his songs of his solo record and I kind of joined in and sort of had to try and work out on the spot what he was doing, and then we played Pearl Jam. We played Black by Pearl Jam, so I went and jumped on the guitar really quickly and thought, I know how this goes, as long as he does, and it was really, really nice.
That sounds cool.
Yes, we do a wee performance for the VIP customers, and then we bugger off, and we've got a support band, the Capital Theatre, supporting us. They've just come back from a whirlwind tour of the United States. And they're really cool. They're great. So they're supporting us, and then we jump on up to that. We play. So you mentioned earlier about doing things a bit special.
Yeah. Different.
We've just done a new record on the Reimagined.
Yes.
So we're going to do five songs off that. I don't want to overcook it and bore people. It's not boring, it's really, really good, but I know a lot of people want to come along and hear our rock set as well, so we'll do a handful of those and then tear into it.
All right, so Reimagined, you've because often bands will get people into remaster and all that sort of stuff. You've done this yourself, and by the look of it, there's, by the sound of it, there's strings and all sorts of things. Was that easy? Was it difficult?
No. It was difficult. Yeah, we had to rehearse even. We don't do that. Jeepers creepers. And reproduce the whole thing. It's not a remaster with overdubs. It's completely re-recorded. So we started from scratch. And we used a producer that we used many years ago, 21 years ago now. 2003, we did the Playground Battle album. And a guy by the name of Greg Haver, and he's... He drummed in Manic Street Preachers, and he's a Welsh guy, and he's produced everything that's ever come out of Wales. Tom Jones, everyone that's come, everything that's come out. They've got, Wales has one producer, right? And we stole him. He moved to Tauranga in Auckland, and because he got a whole lot of work when he came to New Zealand, and met a lovely lady and married her, so now he's a local. And so he'd sort of, we'd been talking about doing it for years, and to be honest, a lot of the songs, the way that we've done it, it's kind of the way that we wished done it originally, with some of them, obviously not all of them, but we think there's a version of our song Fishing for Lisa where there's no drums. It's just James and Andy, our keyboard player. It's just very, very stripped back, the piano, strings, and James's voice, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then there are other ones that are actually quite full on, there's all these samples going on, the surging stuff and percussive bits, and it's pretty interesting. It's so much fun to play. It was a challenge at first, but it's easier now because we've done a handful of shows and they're just getting better and better. And it was sounding arrogant. I think we're doing the best shows we've ever done. They're really fantastic.
Oh, that's good, because I haven't seen you guys for a few years, but one thing that everybody says is that you guys put on a really good show. And one of the things is James has a very recognisable voice, and he's singing, it's not super, super produced to the point where you see you guys live and go, "Ugh, what happened with the singer?" Which is always a good thing.
That's right. Yeah, I would go as far as saying I prefer what happens when we play live than in the studio. Things can be a bit conservative in the studio, perhaps sometimes. Not always, but when we play live, we and potentially to avoid boredom. We actually, nothing's really overly rehearsed. Sometimes in the song, we'll read the audience and we'll go into just something quite strange. In the middle of a song, it'll go off kilter. You know, we'll go on a tangent and we'll go into something else and break it down and the audience is escaping. And we're just, yeah, it's kind of a not quite sure what's going to happen in about three or four of the songs as well. So it's good fun.
Okay, now the other question I've got, like, I see you've got like physical copies, including vinyl, available. It's really good that vinyl's made a bit of a comeback, because I know a few gigs I've been to, I'm now buying music, where for a few years it was kind of like, do I want to buy it? But is the vinyl going well, selling well?
It's going great, but honestly, because we go out to the merch desk after the merchandise desk after we've played, and sign t-shirts and hats and things that people have bought, and we've certainly sold more vinyl than CDs,
yeah,
for example.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I even got one for myself, but then realised I don't have a record player. So get down to JB Hi-Fi and get one.
For sure, for sure. Have you released other albums on vinyl, or is this the first one?
Yes. Oh, no. When it was 20 years since the race is sensible, so that would have been 2018. So, 6 years ago now, we toured that, and we did our first vinyl.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah.
So that's available.
Yeah, look, it's a format where, you know, you get something big to hold too, and big picture, it's great. I love it. I spend too much money on it.
You know, Spotify is not tangible, it's an ether. You know, you can hold like a giant big book, you know, and then pull out thing with the lyrics and information and things like that. I think it's important to be able to have that tangible thing you can hold in your hands.
Yeah.
And it does sound better, it really does.
Yeah, exactly. Even if you it definitely does. I've spent too much money. I've got to agree that it does sound better.
We've actually ourselves just been down south. We've spent a couple of weeks in Vicargo and a trip back up to Dunners and stuff. And our car was really weighted down with vinyl on the way back. So Maddie is banned. He's banned from vinyl for a little bit. We've got to eat. But anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
What did you get? What sort of things? What was your jam?
Smashing Pumpkins.
I'm guessing Tool on account of the name of the show. I noticed that did not go unnoticed. What a great song.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I have all the Tool I can afford at the moment, but I bought some Pumpkins and I bought some Caius and I got some Elton John. Whew. Yeah, we're all over the place.
Crikey.
Yeah, crikey. Lots of fun.
It might be people who know. Listeners who know music might be astonished to know. So our first single was Pressure Man. So first song on the first album, first release as well. That song was heavily, we all wrote it together. It's part of why I love the song. It's quite original, I think, because all our influences came into it. But we had been listening to the Enema album came out. So we were listening to that through our PA while we were setting up the rest of the gear. And so if you listen to the guitar part, James is kind of playing something that sounds a bit Tool-esque. I've been listening to The Prodigy, so I'm doing on the drums, I'm doing this kind of this breakbeat kind of thing, and Matt's listened to Cat Stevens or something, which is ironic because our guitarist now, he's been our guitarist since 2006, Andy Lynch, is Cat Stevens is his godfather, and because his dad is Cat Stevens' bass player.
Oh my goodness.
It's that song was inspired by Tool. It sounds nothing like Tool, but that's where it came from.
I'm gonna doubly listen hard. That doesn't make sense, but I'm gonna try and pick that out.
Listen to Stinkfist. In the Bridgie breakdown bit, there's this kind of two note guitar part.
Yeah.
In Stinkfist, and it is pretty much what James is doing in Pressure Man.
Oh,
it sounds entirely different because Matt and I are doing different things under it. You'll notice it's there.
Wicked.
But then saying that, we shared for a while in the late 90s, we shared our first studio space that we rented to kind of, rehearse and write and record and things like that on our own gear. Yep. We shared with Sir Dave Dobbin. It was just Dave Dobbin, right? He was quick to point out that the guitar part in Pressure Man sounded quite like a guitar part that's in Be Mine Tonight. And we'd say, hang on, no plagiarism here from you boys.
Right.
We actually ripped off Tool. Just sit down, little guy.
Yeah. Oh, wicked. That's fantastic. Hey, look, we are going to have to keep moving along. Unfortunately, I'm really enjoying talking to you, Hamish.
I understand. That's fine.
Yeah. Look, the tour, we're so happy that you are coming to Nelson. You're playing out at
Appleby Huts
out by Rabbit Island. It'll be an absolutely fantastic spot. Brilliant time of year to be in Nelson as well. So we can't wait. Now, we're going to play a track. Anything from your catalogue? It's entirely up to you. It can be from anything from your catalogue or from, of course, the Reimagined, which, of course, you may wish to push.
Well, if you want to play something off the Reimagined, I'll tell you what, there's a version of Larger Than Life that's quite interesting. That'll give people an idea of what we're sort of doing.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Hey,
and then just play Prishman 9 times.
Well, definitely. Hey, thank you so much for joining us, Hamish.
Yeah, Hamish,
thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, it's been really good chatting, and enjoy your time down south and your trip back up here to Nelson. And hopefully we'll see you at the gig.
We'll catch you at the gig, yeah.
Hopefully. Oh, I can't wait. We'll have a wee drop, shall we, after the show.
Sounds bloody good. All right, Hamish G from The Feelers, thank you so much for joining us on 46 and 2.
Thank you, and thank you, Sonny Elson. Can't wait to see you guys at the show.
That is Larger Than Life, reimagined by the Feelers. Good track.
Now, there are VIP tickets, which they include getting to the gig an hour earlier, having three songs performed by the guys.
And you could get Black from Pearl Jam by the sound.
You could get that. He said they never know what they're going to play. They just get up. They just play random stuff, so you never know what you're going to get. And then the other good thing about it, and I love it when bands do this, after the gig they come down and they go to the merchandise table and they sign the hats and the records and T-shirts and whatever else. So get yourself some merch.
Sounds good. And maybe a drop afterwards. Nice guy, Hamish. And I mentioned to him before, and I think I may have said this, had seen him performing with another band prior to his success. And yeah, mean drummer. Anyway, 46 and 2 is the name of this show on Fresh FM. Thanks to Beggs Music Works. Damn, they're fine people at Beggs.
They truly are. And
very good looking too.
In Founders Park tonight, and I'm just looking out the studio window across to Founders Cafe. They have Food Truck Friday. It is their first night for the summer and their first night for Sounds at Sundown.
Yeah.
So that happens. Music comes on at 6 till 8. So get down. There's a fair crowd coming in.
There is. It's good to see so many people in the park.
Yeah, we're going to push our way through when we finish up here at 6. It's a good sunny day. While we're in Invercargill, we did have temperatures that dropped as low as 13 degrees.
Yes.
And then within a couple of days, we get back up here and we've got like 30 degrees. Oh. It's not pleasant. Not pleasant at all. But it is snowing in Seattle today.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I know it truly is.
Yeah. We caught up with our mate, Susie. She sent a video through or something of it snowing and she's not enjoying it.
And so I'll send her back a video later of us going around Port Nelson with the port and the sun.
Yeah, I had to come into the station early this morning. We had a bit of a glitch, unfortunately, a 5:30 in the morning phone call. Fresh is slightly off air, so I had to jump in the car and drive in. And people in the water at like 6 a.m. at the beach, people swimming at 6 a.m. It was like, what? That is crazy. There is no way I would even consider. I don't really swim at the best of times, though. So yeah. Anyway, going to play some Pull Down the Sun. We played these towards the end of last year. These guys, I love them heaps. Going to go with a track called Whare Rā. It is the second track off the Of Valleys and Mountains album. If you get a chance to see these guys live, do.
Do.
That's all I'm going to say. Do. And if
Absolutely.
You get to see a double header with them and the Feelers, that would be even better. But anyway, Whare Rā from Of Valleys and Mountains by the band Pull Down the Sun. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thanks to who, Maria?
Thanks, Biggs.
Thank you.
You're listening to 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Language. I don't know if you caught that. Who? What? What? Language. Did you say language? I'm not sure what you said.
Oh,
we're too busy caught up in... Well, I'm watching everybody in the crowd who's forming and looking at Founders Cafe going, there is a line forming between us and a beer. But anyway, that's okay. The line, it doesn't look too big, but I'm standing there looking out the window and Maria's doing some research and all of a sudden it's like... That amazing song is about to end. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM, and that was Farira by Pull Down the Sun, great Kiwi band. Now, if you have been with us, Hamish G was our guest earlier. We talked to him on the phone just before 5. A good guy from the Feelers. They're here next Sunday night. Tonight on at Founders Park, we've got the Food Truck Friday, which is really good. And last show, if you caught it, was recorded in Invercargill in a bedroom, sitting kind of on the floor and stuff. It was very crazy and chaotic. But we had Milsey from Milsey Rocks from Radio Southland on with us, which was a bit of fun, eh, Maria?
It definitely was.
Yeah, we got up to Dunedin with him and Alan, which was fun, doing some shopping. Although, you forget places like Dunedin and Invercargill where... It kind of closes down for the summer break. And I understand Dunedin, of course, the students all kind of leave and go back to wherever they're from and go and find work and that sort of thing. But yeah, going to shops that say, we are closed and reopening on the 7th of January and things like that. And it's like, wow, this is old school retail, the way New Zealand used to be.
Do you know what? I think good on them. You know, yeah. As much as we get a bit grumpy because we go, oh, I just want a coffee. Oh, I just want to go to the op shop. Oh, I just want, you know, whatever. I think good on the retailers taking that break because it is well deserved. It's hard to work all year having just stat holidays. I mean, I don't know about that because I work at school and...
and you have like, you know, the moment 70 I've seen, weeks off.
You know, out of 52 weeks, I think I get about 46 weeks off. You know, it really feels like it.
It must be fairly difficult.
Yeah. So I think good on them for taking a wee bit of a break. Yeah. I'm just trying to look up another song and, and another track, Maddie.
That's all right. I'll go with that. Now, we are running out of time. This is probably going to be our last song, and we're not going to have any time for the long song because we kind of had the long interview tonight.
We did have the long interview. But, Maddie, Nine Inch Nails released an album in 2018 called Bad Witch.
They did. I've never spent a great deal of time with that album.
Well... The album is reminiscent of and influenced by David Bowie's final studio album, which was called Black Star, where he and Reznor have collaborated before with Bowie with David Bowie in the 1990s. Trent Reznor cites Bowie as one of his influences.
Yeah.
So anyway, off of that track, I'm thinking off of that album, Matt, we could play the track God Break Down the Door. It was released coinciding with Trent Reznor's 53rd birthday, and the song features Reznor playing the saxophone.
Wow.
So
okay, that is influenced because the Bowie album, the sax features quite heavily.
Yeah, I haven't listened to this album for a little while now, so you get what you get, and hey, I cannot be responsible for any rowdiness.
No, look, I like some good sax, so there's nothing like a good sax session. So
you've got a couple of your own, haven't you, Matt?
Let's get into that one. Hey, thanks for joining us. This has been 46.
He's got his chest out. Don't want you getting the sex out there, Matt. Yeah, anyway.
All right. Okay. All right. Here we go. A bit of Nine Inch Nails to end the show. Thanks for bearing with us. And thanks, Biggs Music Works.
And thanks, Hamish, for having the chat.
Awesome. All right. We'll catch you guys next week. Don't forget, podcasts available through freshfm.net. 46 and 2.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.